May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love on August 14th, 2021. And today I'll be discussing three compendiums that I've published over the last 2 weeks. The first one published today is Questioning COVID Pseudoscience. A week ago, be covering the article Beyond Fear and Tyranny Tactics. And the week before that, it was The Great Pharmacidal Delusion. So this is all part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude Series, which is my weekly blog that you can subscribe to with an email to cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove as one word at mcn.net. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. For those who are listening to the podcast replay, you can customize a Cosmic Love multimedia show by opening the show podcast in one window, pausing it at any time to watch videos or articles as you follow the narrative of contents in another window. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. Right now, the good news is that the moon is in a strong relationship with Mars, Uranus, and Saturn, and the moon is in the sign of Scorpio, which on the high end can be exceptional third eye vision of virtue and valor for the victory of personal and planetary ascension. So cosmic love is alive and well in the quantum field, folks. The geometry in the cosmic field is right now framed with a fixed grand cross, with the moon opposition, Uranus and Saturn, and, those two planets in a very strong opposition are both square, the Sun in Leo and the Saturn in Aquarius. I'm not going to decode all of that, but the creative tension in that grand cross, fixed grand cross, creates a dynamic in the field right now. So that's one of the things going on. And for those who are want a little more perspective on that, you can see how there's some cosmic love geometry in the cosmic field with a finger of God, it's called, the finger of God geometry, sometimes called the fickle finger of fate, with the Sun in Leo as the focus of a harmonious combo of the energies of Neptune and Pluto, directing their energies with the transformational power of Pluto and the cosmic love of Neptune. Good cosmic love coordinates. Plus, there's a hard rectangle going on with co-creation tension. Co-creation tension with, I'm going to pull that up. We got this hard rectangle with, again, the moon opposition, Uranus, which is square Venus, which is opposition Neptune. So you've got this dynamic of Neptune, which is the higher octave of Venus, and in a hard rectangle geometric pattern, it coalesces their energy with creative tension. So that's in the field right now. So I'm referencing some different stuff that's going on that is coloring, you might say, the energies of this presentation today. And so it's good to understand that, you know, it's all in divine order. In the beginning, God geometrized, that's ancient Hermetic wisdom, and in the end, we become what we geometrize. That's modern geonotes wisdom. So now is always the best time to get right with G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity. So I'm going to go into questioning the COVID science, the first article to publish today. That's a work in progress. I got a lot of material up there already. A lot of you may be aware that the way I publish is that I'll quite often get a piece up, a preliminary piece with videos and articles, and then I will add to it as people respond over the next several days, contributions of videos and articles relative to the theme that I'm cussing and discussing, you might say. So there's some questioning going on with COVID these days. A lot of people want to know what's really going on. Some people are just numbed out. But questions you can ask friends who are struggling with what's going on regarding COVID conspiracy theories or conspiracy facts, however you look at it. One of the first questions is it true that viruses are so small that they go right through masks? Now, right there, you know, this is a keynote. There's been a lot of published studies on that, even by the CDC years ago, that saying the masks are worthless with viruses. But if you're not sure of your health and you have a fear of death, you may feel more secure behind a counterproductive mask that blocks oxygen absorption and CO2 waste expulsion, weakening your immune system. That's your choice. You know, a little sense of humor here. Mark Twain once said that we are discreet sheep. We watch where the drove is going, and then we follow the drove. So a lot of people feel more secure with the mask on, even though it's weakening their immune system. So that's the first question you can orient to people. Is it true that viruses are so small that they will go right through masks? Second question, are you aware that the new jabs, you know, these pseudo-vaccines are experimental with no safety record, yet we're told that they're safe and effective. But if your fear of death is stronger than your faith in the truth of dangerous vax side effects, well, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, in the worst sense, I mean, that is why this great experiment is going on with this experimental jab. You know, it's like an experimental BS belief system is being fulfilled. If it, you know, if you think you can or you can't, you know, do better with the vaccine, you're right. Either way, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. I don't mean to be flippant, but this is a serious subject. So would you agree, this is the third point, third question, would you agree that global civilization's final test before full disclosure and first contact is the overcoming of the dark side, deep state of faithless fear with the light side, high state of fearless faith? Well, there's a little wordplay going on there. But basically, you know, the final test of global civilization before, you know, full disclosure and first contact, you know, with basically the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, we're like watching us out there. You know, the big show, you know, what's going on with mass awakening, you know, with the unity consciousness, 5D, all this stuff that's going on. I mean, this is a battle of light and darkness between the dark side, deep state of faithless fear and the light side, high state of fearless faith. Would you agree? That's the final test. But if you buy into all the fear, you know, the whole masking thing, lockdown, censorship, economic deprivation, if you're getting along by going along with that, you're going to devolve into a deep state of anxiety and depression and with dictum that self-sabotages with big duh, D-U-H, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. Heartless. That is stuck in negativity, S-I-N, as in mass psychosis. So this is where this compendium goes into a video, how an entire population becomes mentally ill. This is a brilliant video. It's not that long. I think it's 12 minutes. And it's from, let's see, no, it's 21 minutes, but it's brilliant. Got to watch it if you get a chance. This is by the animation, the brilliant animation team called SKOOL, School. So this video was made in collaboration with what's called Academy of Ideas. It's an organization that creates these ideas. They create videos explaining the ideas of history's great thinkers in order to supply the world with knowledge, to empower the individual, and to promote freedom. So in the age of Aquarius, which we are now entering, it's an age of enlightenment, of awakening to the universal light of cosmic universal love for evolutionary ascent. You know, the whole conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, the ascension process. And faith in the Aquarian power of love is the operant principle. So when we wake up from the grand illusion that a virus is the problem, when we wake up from that grand illusion that the virus is the problem, we take back our lives and health freedoms. So I'm going to go into some different headlines of this last week from the Department of They're Lying to Us. This is from Need to Know News here on the 12th of August. CDC director admits she was wrong when she said that 99% of COVID deaths are among the unvaxxed. This is CDC director Rochelle Walensky, and she admitted during a press briefing last week that her previous claim that over 99% of COVID patients dying in hospitals were unvaccinated was false. They're finding about just about the opposite. And this is like, this was inverting, subverting, and perverting the whole truth with a brash statement, which, of course, National Propaganda Radio, NPR, and other Mockingbird media channels and lamestream media, you know, reported this. But, of course, they never take it back. They just, you know, this is how programming works. Selective coverage of, you know, only covering the lie to support the narrative that vaccines are safe and effective. I mean, it's wearing thin, folks. People are waking up. There's a great article here on the 7th from the burningplatform.com, which does some deep stuff, really good stuff. And this one's called Trust the Science? Question mark. And the quote that they reference with this headline is, quote, "I'm not upset that you lied to me. I'm upset that from now on I can't believe you." That's from Friedrich Nietzsche. So I just reported the previous headline, you know, how the CDC director, you know, basically admitted, and it wasn't much reported, how she lied to the American people, saying that 99% of COVID deaths are among the unvaxxed, but it's just about the opposite. And that's what's coming out in the alternative media. So George Orwell said back in 1946, quote, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidarity to pure wind." That was back in 1946, George Orwell, the author of 1984. So there's a video here from the Corbett Report, James Corbett, brilliant video, Trust the Science, exclamation mark. And that, you know, how we're being told to trust the science, but what science? From what, which scientists? Great video. Get a chance to watch it. Again, these compendiums are referenced, you know, in the footnotes or the, you know, of the podcast. You know, you can read these three compendiums. Watch the videos, the articles. This is the first one I'm referencing of those three that I posted for this week's show called Questioning COVID. So time is running out to stop this vaccine control project. This is an article August 9th by Daniel Miller.
Yeah.
He says, we have a limited...
You can go 10 minutes over.
We have a limited time to act. The essence of the situation now, and this is, again, Daniel Miller speaking on August 9th, saying that we have a limited time to act. The essence of the situation now is clear. What is still perceived by many as a medical emergency is in reality a highly organized corporate and political agenda. This agenda is directed towards imposing unimaginable control over the global human population through mandatory vaccination, connected to a digital passport, which will be linked to digital currency, and a social credit score. These technologies enable power to be centralized to a level of intensity never before seen in history. At the controls of this machine will be the network which has orchestrated everything that has unfolded over the past 18 months, if things don't change. So here's what happened in Great Britain since March last year. The Ministry of Health, under the direction of Matt Hancock, has presided over the deaths of tens of thousands of the elderly in care homes. These deaths were not caused by deciding to lock down too slowly, but were the outcome of a series of political decisions. These decisions included turning care homes into prisons and banning relatives from visiting and placing an enormous order for midazolam, a sedative which has been used for euthanasia, mass dying being blamed on COVID. So, another article here. This was from Leo Homan. Digital health passports, the snare that will lure many into the one world cashless system. Several new technologies that appear separate and unrelated will soon converge, creating a giant digital trap that will easily entice the uninformed masses. The digital trap has already been set, and global elites are using COVID to speed up the process of convergence. Most people will sleepwalk right into the trap, which will ultimately reduce them to a human QR code, trackable, traceable, and 100% dependent on big tech and big government for their existence. In a briefing Monday, August 2nd, Biden's coronavirus response coordinator, Jeffrey Zients, announced, quote, "It's time to impose some requirements," unquote, where COVID vaccines are concerned. When asked for clarification on exactly what COVID rules might be implemented, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said nothing is off the table. Remember that phrase, nothing is off the table. This could involve rounding up the unvaccinated and placing them in isolation and quarantine camps. Despite what anyone tries to tell you, separating Americans by vaccine status is a historic first. It has never before been tried, not through the polio or smallpox outbreaks of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, not during the Spanish flu. Never, ever. Yet another piece to the evolving techno-fascist puzzle is the new digital currency. The world's central banks are working on a programmable digital currency based on centralized, quote, centralized blockchain technology, unquote, which is an oxymoron since blockchain is decentralized. Again, most people don't know these subtleties. They're being explained with videos and articles on the web, but not many people are connecting the dots. This means that most people, the centralized government agencies will be able to track your spending and shut you off for any reason. The goal is a comprehensive digital identity, combining one's health data and vaccine status with banking and other personally identifiable data. People worldwide are awakening to the fact that COVID variants are actually vaccine side effects. So there's a great little video here by What's Her Face. That's actually the name of her YouTube channel. I've posted her videos before. She's called What's Her Face. I don't know what her real name is, but she does some great videos. And this one is about, let's see, it is only 6 minutes long, 6.5 minutes long, by What's-Her-Face, called The Rise of the Variants. And what she's saying, you know, What's-Her-Face, is that a lot of noise has been made these last few weeks about the rise of the new Delta and Lambda COVID variants. There have been threats of a fourth wave, new lockdowns, and the surprise of increasing cases among the vaccinated. But is it really a surprise? While the media and government officials convinced people a vaccine would be the end of this hellscape, others like Dr. Bosch, who she explained in the video, have been warning about this exact situation for some time. New variants whose origins all correlate with the locations of the initial vaccine trials should have scientists thinking about a cause and effect relationship, but is instead relegated to coincidence. Perhaps as the weeks continue to roll on and we get more information about the breakthrough cases, we'll find out if the vaccinated will end up being just lambdas to the slaughter. You know, the old Delta and Lambda COVID variants, lambdas to the slaughter. A little play on words there, lambdas to the slaughter. Another article. This is from Need to Know News, August 10th. Worldwide protest against mandatory COVID vaccines and vaccine passports. So this is a huge issue. Three-quarters of new COVID cases are in vaccinated people. This was a CDC study, an article by John Rappaport, also on August 10th. The media is, as far as, you know, the worldwide protest, the media is censoring people about, you know, these huge protests around the world. Over the weekend, more than 200,000 people protested in France against the health pass, which is a vaccine passport. Again, the official reports from maybe 200,000 people. I've read that 2 million people have been protesting across France in this regard. So there's different figures on that, but people are protesting in Europe. I mean, they're really starting to lock it down in France, which is a Rothschild stronghold. You know, the Rothschild banking system, the chief honchos are headquartered there and in France. And anyway, there is this issue going on, too, with, three-quarters of new COVID cases are in vaccinated people, CDC study. This is John Rappaport, brilliant guy. You know, I quote him all the time. He's like a 30-year veteran reporter of, you know, vaccine everything, you know, the history of it. For the last 30 years, he's been reporting on it. All the BS, belief systems, misinformation, disinformation from the government, you know, not from independent scientists, but from the government, but the Faucis of the world. So once more, dear reader, John Rappaport is saying, I put on my hazmat suit and enter the fake world where SARS-CoV-2 exists. The Delta variant, it exists. The test is meaningful, PCR test. The case numbers are real, and the vaccine makes sense. All crazy talk, you know. But he's, you know, going to go through it one more time with his hazmat suit on. I think he's got the shield and spear and helmet of Pallas Athena over him to protect him while he's going to war with the big lie. So another headline from the 12th, just a couple days ago. 8 ways mRNA COVID vaccine can kill you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's usually brilliant, has mapped out the mechanisms whereby the mRNA vaccine is going to kill people, you know, and I've been reporting on that. So enough of the negative headlines. The solution to all this systemic disease problem is decentralized medicine, media, and markets. The media, medical, market, megatrend models, the TLC connection. TLC in terms of decentralized medicine, global telecare, decentralized media, global telecom, and decentralized markets, global telecommerce. There's a link on each of those articles on telecare, telecom, telecommerce, you know, the TLC connection. Telecare, we're looking at the free online wisdom of the crowd, universal self-care for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of all disease. Global telecom, we're looking at an internet upgrade of our core constitutional, you know, core internet freedoms. And global telecommerce, we're looking at non-bankster blockchain for value transference worldwide. Bankster blockchain is like an oxymoron because blockchains are decentralized by nature. And the banks want to create a centralized blockchain, which is like basically using technology to own and control information, and the banks being the middleman where they can get a fraction of the action, you know, and basically control the economy. True blockchains will eliminate that, just like global telecare will eliminate the medical industrial complex that's making a killing, creating and treating disease, for profit, you know, and just like mainstream media is creating and treating disinformation to centralize more ownership and control, mind control of the people locally and globally. So the solution, again, is decentralized medicine, decentralized media, and decentralized markets. Universal, global, interactive interfaces for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. So I'm moving along here, and I am going to go to the next article that was published August 8th, 2021, when the new moon was in Leo. And it's called Beyond Fear and Tyranny Tactics. And basically, a little summation here. The war for our hearts and minds has intensified. Many hearts, but one mind of fearless faith. And this war is intensified. The collective consciousness of global humanity is extremely polarized with divisive fear. Fear in terms of F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So as Aquarius surges, the deep state purges, and in the past month, there's been a sudden deluge of COVID vaccination and passport propaganda documented in my previous compendium from a week earlier, which I'll be going into shortly as soon as I move through this one. So the global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution is evolution. It's accelerating. This is a natural consequence of the Great Awakening. Light bearers worldwide see the light and are waking up to a social control agenda, as I've reported for years, plus a global liberation opportunity. The instant everywhere and interactive computer internet revolution is globally being fulfilled. A new common sense is emerging, the family of mankind in a global village, a whole spirit of unity and diversity, with Aquarian principles of light and love representing all netizens of Earth. These principles are being integrated with the upgrade of our five core internet freedoms within local and global social networks that are self-regulated and self-healing with global telecom and global telecare. Again, I always hyperlink global telecom and global telecare so people can go to the website to go in-depth in this understanding of the basically alpha and omega corresponding coordinates for global holistic healing from spirit to matter, you know, alpha to omega. So seize the high ground. This is the, you know, what I referenced here at the beginning of this piece, like say right at the beginning, that people want to not delve into the problem, but want to skip to a master's message on August 8th. 8-8 message on the Holy Spirit, Holy Purpose, and the Violet Ray Joy. You know, spiritual message from the Masters. You can skip right to the bottom, and that's an amazing video that if you heard only that or watched only that video in this compendium, you'd probably get as much or more than finding out about all the deep state, dark energy stuff that's going on in the world, whether you want to understand it or not. So keynote is, you know, again, faith is the friend of freedom, and the nemesis of freedom is fear. It's always, there's this dynamic between fearless faith and faithless fear. Now, this is the battle of light and darkness. So and the whole world is watching closely right now. This is a big, huge issue worldwide. I mean, this is a time of biblical quote unquote tribulations. But it's not what we thought that meant, at least not yet. I mean, but you can witness the what I call a pharmacidal civil war orchestrated by the corporatocracy, you know, the media, medical market banksters, to deny the right of all Americans, you know, the I am race by extension. America is an anagram. You scramble the letters and it spells the I am race, you know, worldwide. And so that by extension is what's being denied with this pharmacidal civil war going on. And, you know, to basically decide for us to choose what we inject or even ingest into our own bodies. This is health freedom versus medical tyranny. So realize, you know, with real eyes wide open, that the mainstream media is factually bankrupt. There's too much unabashed propaganda for too long, this last year and a half, and too many internet whistleblowers to hide the truth. It's all being outed. It's being exposed. And there's too much cognitive dissonance and control freak urgencies while generating extreme fear porn and too much hubris to admit to any criminality. You know, we're looking at, I mean, all they have left is tyranny tactics. No golden rule for a golden age. And mass awakening is their greatest fear. That's where you come in, folks. I mean, the problem goes away as the Great Awakening goes viral. That's kind of a bad pun at this stage, but as the Great Awakening basically goes global, goes, you know, the collective kind of like the tipping point when all of a sudden, like the 100th monkey effect where, you know, everybody is all of a sudden waking up to the whole truth and the big lie and everything in between. So please care to share this important news with loved ones who are still open-minded. You can just share this compendium by itself or one part of it. One thing would be great is just this one video, or there's other videos, but this video, it's 7 minutes long. It's a must watch. This doctor destroys the entire COVID narrative in 7 minutes. Just Dr. Stock speak to the school board with more COVID facts. The CDC does not want you to hear, quote, the CDC and NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they are paid to have done, unquote. This is Dr. Stock. It's in this video. The school board, local school board. So that's powerful, very powerful. And again, just one of these videos or a couple of these videos, you know, to share with people that are open-minded and really want to know and really care. So if they care to know, you can care to share. And here's another headline. Israel, Australia report that 95 to 99% hospitalized are fully vaccinated. In other words, again, it's just the opposite of what the CDC spokesperson, government spokesperson was saying, as I mentioned earlier, that 99% of the people in hospitals are the unvaccinated. It's just the opposite. You know, the biggest areas that have, you know, really pushed the vaccination, that the hospitals are filling up with the vaccinated. So more and more vaccinated people are becoming sick with the very illness they're supposed to be protected against. Another headline, COVID deception, worst criminal act in history. This is Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts was a former government official and I think a secretary of the Treasury. And he's saying that the COVID pandemic is a money-making hoax and perhaps serves darker agenda, which we now know it does. Another great article, August 1st, the COVID vaccine violates the Nuremberg Code against human experimentation. That's from the American Thinker. That's a great article. Another headline. Pfizer document describes vaccine shedding from person to person. Again, by John Rappaport. And you can witness the Pfizer document admitting and warning of person-to-person transfer of dangerous vax shedding. This is going on from the vaccine, folks. It's not going on from some bug going around. The bug is the response of the vaccinations. It's creating a toxic reaction in the body that's basically trying to purge the toxins through the shedding of these spike proteins. So here's another article by Bill Sardi. This is back on July 31st, just before August, and says, quote, if spike protein facilitates B gain-of-function entry of coronavirus into cells, why are we coerced to submit to spike protein-generating vaccines? Good question. Here's an excerpt from that article. Quote, so the public is told spike protein is what facilitates the entry of a gain-of-function mutated laboratory-created virus into living cells in the lungs. So spike protein vaccines are developed to do what? Create more entry of viruses into cells. So why is the public surprised to learn the COVID-19 vaccinated individuals are getting infected again and again, which is being blamed on a mutated variant, when they're getting injected with these vaccines again and again? 75% of the new COVID-19 cases in Singapore already got the shot. But spike protein facilitates entry of all viruses, regardless of viral strain. They can call it whatever they want. The spike proteins, these vaccines, creating these spike proteins, people are shedding, you know, these viral spike proteins. So these virus variants are the cover story for jab side effects. I can't emphasize that enough. That's the real story. Yet we're told, you know, don't ask questions. Just accept under the influence of incessant fear porn that the official authoritative interpretation of events, without question, just believe that. I mean, really? Sometimes the obvious skips right past us. We've all viewed, and maybe not everyone, but a lot of people have viewed the film footage of multiple shots hitting President John F. Kennedy's neck and head in a frontal attack, with part of his head being blown onto the trunk of his open limousine. But the story was that a shooter behind the president's moving vehicle with a crude rifle with no gun sight was the lone assassin. I mean, commercial aircraft were hijacked beginning at 7:59 a.m. and flying off course on 9/11/2001 and struck the World Trade Center towers almost an hour later, and no radar system detected or alerted the military in a timely manner. Then Building 7 was pulled and fell when explosives would have had to have been placed prior to the event to do this. This is the same day. Later in the day, Building 7 was pulled. You know, it wasn't hit by a plane. They had to have explosives planted. So, but we're supposed to believe the official narrative, you know, which ignores these facts. So let's get real, folks. Lamestream media is pushing a giant corporate government psyop. They've been pushing drugs on TV for a long time, which is outlawed in all but two nations on Earth. Now they're pushing vaccines and vaccine passports for control, not for our health, but to profit from our demise. I mean, it's diabolical, freaking racketeering. So must watch video of the month. This is an incredible video by Dr. Ryan Cole. Pathologist summary of what these injections do to your brain and other organs. This was from August 8th at a white coat summit, of other doctors who are all coming together to basically expose the lie and expose the truth, you know, the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, and how the government has just gone insane and Big Pharma has gone insane pushing these vaccines with extraordinary side effects and are killing people, you know, more than a million people so far in America, according to CDC figures. And again, this is an article from John Kaminsky, August 9th, where he says they knew untested vaccines would trigger new epidemics. So here's an excerpt from that. Quote, the doctors on this panel got around to talking about the VAERS numbers. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. So these individuals, artists Fulmick and Wodarg, speculated on the panel that VAERS numbers were too low by 5, 10, or 100 times. Artists quoted a Harvard study, a three-year review, which concluded that less than 1% of injuries and deaths were actually reported. Well, if that's true, that would mean that a recent VAERS report stating that 11,000 people had died after receiving vaccines, that really meant that the actual total number would be more than a million deaths had been vaccine-related in the U.S. They're not saying that in the lamestream media. doesn't fit their narrative that vaccines are safe and effective. You see how crazy, dissociated from reality the media has become, that, you know, the big pharma has become, that the medical industrial complex has become? I mean, yet governments still continue to bludgeon their captive populations into accepting these poison jabs. And there's no stopping it. It's like, hello, but you know, what does it take? I mean, for the untold history of this insanity of the medical monopoly, and it's basically come to a head, folks. This has been going on for more than 100 years, the medical industrial complex. And a video that goes into that history, I mean, this is a blast from the past. You know, this video was made 28 years ago. It's by the brilliant deceased Eustace Mullins. Eustace Mullins, who was censored by big media all his life. He did exposés. The book that the Federal Reserve on, you know, an expose on the Federal Reserve monopoly, that is still the definitive work that the Federal Reserve keeps in their library because it gives the history of the Federal Reserve so well. All these monopolies. But he's been censored by big media who doesn't want people to know about big medicine monopoly or big banking monopolies or, you know, big government monopolies, media monopolies or of any kind. So this is alternative media way back then. It's a video called Murder by Injection. Again, it's part of this compendium in the show notes. You can see the link. This is the second link of the three links. It's from 1993, The Bobby Lee Show. Bobby Lee, the mouth from the south. It's kind of a hoot. But this is alternative media way back then. So, and again, the message here, folks, you know, vaccine hesitancy could save your life. And there's a Carnegie Mellon study headline, Vaccine Hesitant Are the Most Highly Educated. This is August 12th from Technocracy News. So the summation of that, you know, headline is that the technocrat narrative says that being vaccine hesitant means you're an ignorant, psychopathic, and stupid knuckle-dragging hillbilly Neanderthal. But a new study proves just the opposite. The more highly educated are the ones most likely to refuse the shot. Again, an article by John Rappaport, headline, 3/4 of the new COVID cases are in vaccinated people. A CDC study. The CDC study is showing that 3/4 of the new COVID cases are in vaccinated people. Again, the side effects, they're calling breakout viruses. They're breakout viruses. Fact is, it's the side effects from the vaccine. I mean, you know, what does it take to bring that message home? So another headline, the CDC plans to authorize updated PCR tests. Will it be any better than the old one? This is an interesting article. If you have a chance to read this one by Dr. Edward Griffin, he's referencing investigative journalist and author John Rappaport. After analyzing the CDC report, July 21st, 2021, was a lab alert, changes the CDC PCR reporting, the testing. So that report said that their request to withdraw the emergency use authorization of the PCR diagnostic test is not a sign that the CDC and the FDA are giving up on PCR testing, but instead are preparing for an upgrade. The CDC's document admits it did not have a SARS-CoV virus when it concocted the PCR test. Believe it or not, folks, they created a theoretical fabrication of it by using contrived specimens generated from a range of SARS-CoV-2 material sources. The CDC granted emergency authorization to 59 different PCR tests based on 59 varieties of contrived specimens, in which no two were alike. The tests were, of course, useless. The CDC and FDA now are claiming that they finally do have viral samples of SARS-CoV-2 from patients, that they now know what to look for, and that labs should start gearing up for new and improved PCR tests. They have yet to present the isolated virus to back their claims. Folks, it's all smoke and mirrors. So the CDC is supposedly discontinuing their faulty PCR test, but don't worry, Bill Gates has teamed up with George Soros to buy into a British company called Mologic with a new and improved 10-minute viral test. I mean, what could go wrong when you got leading pandemic profiteers who are vested in the testing, treatment, and tracking of an invisible enemy? Like the 9/11 Patriot Act, we may be giving up more freedom for security until we have neither. Now, this may be a different crisis, but be aware that the vaccine mandates are being pushed worldwide and vaccine passports will lead to Chinese-style tyranny where big tech has test-marketed total surveillance and population control systems for the last several years. Well, that's always been the agenda. Care for public health has just been the cover story, and who doesn't want to believe that? I mean, if everyone began networking this message to their list of true friends who do the same, mass uprising and uprising happens. Shift happens. General enlightenment and ascension, sooner rather than later, to mitigate the ominous portents of economic collapse and war. So we the people, us as all people, United Sovereigns of Earth, have God-given rights under a Constitution and Bill of Rights that can now be upgraded with five core internet freedoms that fulfill the spirit and intent of U.S. founding fathers. Again, this is the quote Thomas Paine, the author of Our Independence as Far as Common Sense, 1776. He said, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. The pharmaceutical faction of the deep state cabal, corporatocracy bankster alliance, will only be running the show as long as the public tolerates it. Here's a quote from Thomas Paine from Common Sense where he says, quote, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what the people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Powerful words, folks. A couple more articles here I don't have time to get into. Time is running out to stop the vaccine control project. Again, what they're saying is that this agenda is directed towards imposing unimaginable control over the global human population through mandatory vaccination connected to a digital passport, which will be linked to digital currency and a social credit score. Article goes into that more. I'm go into more of the philosophy on this. Another extraordinary video you can watch. Again, I'm kind of skipping over this. I'm not even going to have a chance to get into the update on the Galactic Federation activities in our solar system. Some people are definitely going to watch that. It gives the big picture. And, of course, there's at the bottom line is really the top line, the spirit of holy purpose and the joy of the violet light with an extraordinary heart stream from the Buddha of the violet ray, holy purpose and the joy of the violet light. And that's that video. And I'm going to have to do a quick overview of the first video article compendium I did here 2 weeks ago on August 1st called, Yep, the Pandemic Racket is Being Outed. And this is pretty much, you know, where the rubber meets the road. The COVID virus has not been isolated, cannot be located, does not exist. And FOIA, requests, government requests for truth of the matter, their response reveals a worldwide hoax. The Stu Peters Show, August 6th. Virus has never been isolated. The CDC, FDA confessed they had no virus when they concocted the test for the virus. There's a Health Ranger report, the COVID-19 fraud. Science was scripted from fantasy. There's no virus. It's organized crime. This is from Stu Peters and David Martin. The virus test, again, was never validated. It was calibrated to create false positives. This is according to Dr. Kerry Mullis, Ph.D., who created the PCR test. He said anyone can test positive for practically anything with the PCR test. If you run it long enough, with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It doesn't tell you that you're sick. This is the creator of the PCR test saying this. And perhaps the most outspoken on this whole entire pharmaceutical delusion is David Icke, and there's a video from him. There is no virus. Hello? There's no virus. Brilliant video, David Icke. There is no virus. So, again, other headlines. CDC says 74% of Delta cases are among the vaccinated, which means the vaccines do not work. They don't work. Why are globalists and government so desperate for 100% vaccination rates? Because if they don't vaccinate everyone, then the people aren't vaccinated are going to clearly show that the side effects are coming from the vaccinated. And that's what's happening. It's blowing up in their face. The lockdowns, mandates, and vaccines were never about safety and were always about leveraging fear, false evidence appearing real to create a psychology of subservience to tyranny with total social population control as in China. This is all coming out, folks. This is what I'm saying. This psychopathic, pharmaceutical vaccine agenda. There's several videos here. One amazing video from Amazing Polly. Amazing Polly, I've used her videos before. She's brilliant in this. There's a video by Mark Dice on forced mandatory vaccines. There's a video from Mike Adams, why globalists refuse to warn humanity about an extinction-level event, Planet X inbound. And I kind of finish up on that note, because there's a whole agenda here, you know, keeping this covered up. You know, it's, I mean, we're looking at world, you know, economic collapse and World War III signs in towards this Planet X inbound over the next 3 to 5 years and what that means. I don't mean to end on a negative note. I want to end on a positive note. I want to wrap it up. I want to say thank you. If you've been listening this far, hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.